You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by Courtney Blazon. She is here at the Center for the Arts. She has a show out at the Center for the Arts Theater Gallery titled Year Without Summer. Opening reception is tomorrow, October 13th at 5:30 p.m. Courtney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so your exhibition, it's based off of the third largest volcanic eruption recorded in history. When and where was that?
Yep, so it's the third largest recorded volcanic eruption in history. So I think there's been one that's larger, but it hasn't actually been recorded. This one was in 1815 on the island of Sumbawa in Indonesia, and it effectively wiped out the entire population, either on site when it happened or immediately thereafter from diseases related to the volcanic eruption. And after it erupted, the gases from the volcano formed an aerosol cloud that like traveled the world, like getting bigger and bigger. And it eventually like blanketed the world and caused this global decrease in temperature, sort of started then the following year in May of 1816. And then a bunch of other things sort of spiraled out of control based off of that.
Is there any connection in your work to the current climate state that we face today as a world?
I believe so. And what's interesting is that they're actually, like, scientists are trying to recreate the aerosol cloud that cooled down the earth. They're trying to recreate it and like cloud seed so that they can try to cool down what we've sort of warmed up. I think probably that's not a good idea, as we can see, like, every time we mess with the climate, it gets worse and worse, but it'll probably happen anyway.
Yeah, so some of your pieces are very detailed. There's a few that have a lot going on with them. I was wondering what is your medium?
I use pen and marker on paper, which isn't necessarily like it's not considered necessarily like a fine artist tool, but I think that you can use it in the same way that you use any medium. It's archival, it's light, fast. I use it on a printmaking paper, so it's incredibly absorbent and it works a lot more like a watercolor than it does like a traditional like child's marker. I find it easier to use something like that because it allows me to just tell the story without really having to concern myself too much about what the materials are doing to me. I kind of want the materials just to like work with me in a nice way.
And some of these stories are telling the story of where the volcano actually erupted,
yeah.
And then others are other places.
Yeah. So the sort of the first piece I did in the show was about the actual event on Indonesia. And I had the pleasure of being able to talk to an anthropologist who works at University of Texas. And he was able to kind of help me recreate like what the people of Sumbawa might have looked like based on who was trading in that area at the time, because there's no living ancestor of the peoples that lived there at the time. And then there's 2 8-foot drawings that are geographical portraits. So one sort of travels east to west, sort of charting the year without a summer. So May of 1816 to August of 1816. And then the other piece sort of charts, it goes back from west to east, landing in Indonesia again. And that charts more of the repercussions from that period to like 40 years after.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with visiting artist Courtney Blazon. She has an exhibit here at the Center for the Arts Gallery, and her opening reception will be tomorrow evening at 5:30 p.m., right before One Beat. Yeah, and there's one wall of the gallery that's a collection of portraits. Who are these people?
Yep, so the collection of portraits is all the people that were tangentially related to the Year Without a Summer. So Sir Stamford Raffles, he was a lieutenant governor of Java in Indonesia, and he was actually a single eyewitness. Like, he recorded the volcano. He was the witness to that because he was on an adjacent island. So there's people like that. There's Luke Howard, who was called the Namer of the Clouds. He actually, in that 1816 to 1819 period, actually named all the clouds. The clouds were really, like, the atmosphere itself was really interesting at the time. So he was somebody I did. And then also J.M.W. Turner, who painted landscape during that time, he actually recorded these insane red skies in London. And he wasn't being impressionistic with it. He was really showing us what the skies were like at the time. They did a scientific study that showed that painters during that period used more cadmium red than in any period in history, just because of what they're like landscape painters, let me be clear, because that's what they were seeing in the world. The world was really, it was very apocalyptic at the time.
That's fascinating study.
Yeah. And it feels kind of apocalyptic like recently in America, doesn't it? Or in the world. Yeah. So similar.
Now, you're from Missoula. What's the artist community like up there?
It's good. It's very liberal. It's very open. It's like maybe a little bit hard to totally make a living. I do make a living as a full-time artist, but I sort of have to be an illustrator, and I do a lot of commission work and things like that. I have to branch out, but to make it sort of a full thing. Like, I couldn't just be a gallery artist there. But I think it's very warm and inviting, and I've been there for 12 years now almost, so I think I like it.
Well, Courtney, thanks for coming into KHOL and talking about your exhibition, sure. Year Without Summer.
Sure, thank you.
Her opening reception will be tomorrow evening at 5:30, and that's in the Center for the Arts Gallery. You are tuned into 89.1 KHOL Jackson.